You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we are back, Youth Ministry Sherpas, with season two of Sherpa Shorts.
Another day, another letter.
Hey everyone, my name's Matthew.
And I'm Steve. We are the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast, helping youth workers to keep going. And we are having a blast with the Sherpa Shorts. We hope you are too.
Absolutely. We are back in our official studio, i.e. Steve's office.
Correct.
I want to say that because I think some people out there probably think we have a studio. We don't have a studio.
We have a mobile studio.
Yeah, we recorded in my dining room the other day. Now we're in your office.
Right. We've been all over the place.
Today was top-down Jeep kind of day.
Until it rained.
Been tooling around all day. I'm on my way up here. And I left my church, and it was sunny and beautiful. And I get to Frederick County, and all of a sudden I look up. I'm like, this is not good. I should pull up. By the time I even finished the sentence, it was just pouring, and I'm whipping my top up in the rain. So I'm a little salty right now.
See, it's you Jeep guys. You just think that you're impervious to the weather.
I actually, when I turned onto 355 to head up your way, I saw the clouds, and I thought, I'll be fine.
I have a Jeep.
It was just terrible that I thought that because I was not fine. I was wet, is what I was.
Well, now you are.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, here we are, and I believe you're up this day, Steve.
I am.
So, what is your word for?
The letter J.
My word for the letter J is Jeep.
No, it's not.
No,
you're just making that up.
I made that up.
Yeah, you're mocking me now.
I am.
What is your real word?
My real word for the letter J is jargon.
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 Do you know the definition of jargon?
It has to do with like terminology, phrasing, that kind of thing?
Correct.
Okay.
So we're going to have a little fun with this one.
Okay.
What are some phrases, terms, words, some jargon that we use in the church or in youth ministry?
Oh my goodness.
That really need to go?
Oh, that need to go?
That need to go.
Well, all of them. I mean, if I want to tip my hat to how I really feel about it, all of them.
Well, okay. Give me some specific ones.
All right.
Just really, really get your goat.
All right. So I'm going right for the jugular.
Go
here,
for
Steve,
it, man.
If you don't mind.
Go for it.
I think the one that needs to go is I really felt the Lord calling me out of this.
Okay. Used in what context?
Well, used typically in context of things we don't want to do. Or places that we don't want to stay,
okay.
Or things like that. I'm willing to say, look, I understand. I've moved. This is my third church.
Okay.
So I understand that. I also understand that in retrospect, now that I'm older and, well, I'm just older, I understand that both of those, I'm not saying that God was not moving because I believe God is always moving in our lives, but I really painted it like I was called to go to these places. At least the move to Oregon, I wanted to go to Oregon, and I didn't want to be where I was. And I spiritualized it by saying that, God, this season is over. Well,
so
it's
really,
over because I decided it was over. I think we can over-spiritualize things.
Okay, so the jargon was just a cover for getting what you really wanted.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And we've talked about this often on this podcast, and we talked about it with Marco just the other day when we were interviewing him for the...
The next legend.
Mm-hmm. And this whole idea of there's so many short stays at churches by youth leaders. And I know that it's getting better, but it needs to keep getting better because I don't know how to say this. I don't believe that God calls you to leave a place after 9 months. I believe you decide you don't want to be there or the church decides they don't want you to be there. I believe God wants you to be there longer to have an impact. And so, the cover, it needs to go. All right, I'm done. Give me a jargon you think needs to go. Maybe less controversial.
This one I think needs to go. We need to stop saying, I'm going to go love on some kids.
I'm going to go love on some kids.
We say that all the time.
It's a total youth ministry jargon.
Just want to love on some kids.
Yeah.
That's just creepy.
It is.
That's just inappropriate.
In the wrong context, people could read that very incorrectly.
If you had never been to church, you didn't know what youth ministry was, or you were a new family and you brought your kid to youth group and you heard the leader say, we're just going to love on this kid, you'd be like, get away from my kid.
Right.
Because, there's a lot of problems that have come to light over the last few years in the church, and it's terrible. It's distressing. So the last thing we need to do is be using language which in any way would even hint at something inappropriate like that. So let's come up with a different way to say we're going to care about kids and build relationships. How about, I don't know. I don't know what we should say, but we need to stop saying, I'm going to love on you.
Yeah, I think connect. Connect is such
connect
a better
is good.
Way. I'd like to connect.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we do here. We want to connect with your student, and we want to help know who they are and have them know who we are. I mean, connect is great. Love on them. It's true, and it's what we want to do
I
at the end of the day.
I understand the intention. I picture like this really large person just like rolling on top of a kid. I don't know why.
Okay, that's a disturbing image, but okay.
It sure is. Well, that's a disturbing phrase.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to stop saying we're going to love on kids.
Okay.
All right. You got another one?
I mean, again, this is a general church one, not necessarily student ministry, but, you know, I'm just so blessed. Because, again, nobody knows what that means. Probably the person.
It means things are going well for you right now.
Yes, it is. Does that mean? So my question then, my pushback on that is, does that mean that when things are not going well, you're unblessed?
Or the person who's struggling is not blessed.
Right, right. I get annoyed often when that is used in the context of wealth. You know,
right,
you and I
right.
both serve in fairly affluent churches. And a lot of times people have some good old solid Christian guilt about that. And so when you go to their home or they take it in a car, then they'll want to say, well, yeah, we've been really blessed. Well, does that mean that the people that I work with in Peru who don't have two nickels to rub together, does that mean they're not blessed? Because I actually think they might be more blessed. But
I would agree.
So anyway, so that's a phraseology I think that can go.
Yeah, I think you can have genuine gratitude.
Yes.
Which is good.
Absolutely.
And sometimes the phrase is used in that context, and that's okay.
Yeah, it is. And again, we can interpret that.
Right.
But when you're talking to anybody who's not been to church, what?
Yeah, right.
What does that mean? I mean, they're not going to know the subtleties of that word.
Have you ever heard the Tim Hawkins comedy skit about all the church phraseology around prayer?
No, I have not.
We'll link that to the page, but yeah, it's pretty funny. He talks about all the things Christians say when they're praying. So it's hysterical.
I'm gonna have to
hedge of protection.
I'm gonna have to. Like, oh my god!
Satan's coming after you. The best you could get is a hedge.
A hedge.
Oh, shrubbery.
We'll build a wall, right?
Right. Exactly.
When I think about that, I think about the Tripp and Tyler stuff Christians say.
Oh yeah.
You know, I echo his echo of my echo of your echo. We crack that joke at least once a week at church.
Hey, what's that sound?
Oh, I hear a llama. Which means it's time for the secret word of the day as you're filling in our secret Sherpa phrase.
And the word for today is
my. All right, there you have it.
Okay.
Other jargon that needs to go.
Mm.
That's a great question.
I got one.
Especially student ministry wise. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, this one isn't student ministry.
All right,
more of a church thing, but we use it in student ministry. So we want students to ask Jesus into their heart.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Because what is, yeah.
I mean, I understand that, and I've said that, and I've encouraged students to do that, but I don't know. That language is somehow not working.
I think maybe that language worked in the 70s and the 80s, you know,
maybe.
Love culture or whatever,
yeah.
but it's more about following and having Jesus be in charge of your life, you know,
right.
Living for him.
Yeah, it is giving him your heart, your affections, but having him in your heart. I don't know. I mean, you get a stent in your heart. Right?
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah,
you could get, you get a bypass surgery
right,
in your heart.
Right, you could do that.
Lots of things can happen to your heart. But yeah, if you've never been in church, if that phrase would sound really strange, like, why would I want Jesus in my heart?
That's a little weird.
Yeah, so we can change that terminology.
Okay.
I'd be happy with that.
Another jargon. I'm starting to think of like how many of our jargons are actually covers. You know, in youth ministry, like, yeah, I just totally decided to have a relational night, you know, which is typically the translation of I didn't really plan anything. And so I'm gonna pull the board games and the cards out. And now I've had nights where we pulled the board games and cards out. I've probably said that myself.
Yeah.
I've planned that where it actually was planned. Like, let's just have a down night and do this. But yeah, I think most of the time when we say, oh yeah, we just had a relational night the other night, it really meant I had no idea what to do, and so we're just going to play Uno and Dutch Blitz and call it a day.
Another one of my heart ones is the phrase, we all have a God-sized hole in our heart. You've heard that.
I have heard that.
I've heard that a lot. I think that actually comes from one of the church fathers, maybe Augustine or somebody said
maybe
that.
Maybe so. But
I don't know. I just don't know about that one.
Okay. Why?
I understand the intention is that we all are lacking what our greatest purpose is. And our greatest purpose is we're made in the image of God to glorify God. But I think that maybe we use that phrase with assuming that everybody who isn't in the church is unhappy. And they would just be happier if they were a Christian, if they were in the church. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of truth to that spiritually, but to the average person hearing that, they're like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. Yep. Don't judge me. I'm a happy pagan. So
yeah, there you go.
There's a lot of happy pagans out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the church either.
Okay.
My wife's in education. They have more jargon than...
I bet you every industry has their own jargon.
I'm sure. I mean, the military has their jargon. The government has their jargon.
Corporate America has it.
It's so crazy. My wife in the school system, they call their students friends.
Do they really?
Did you know that?
No.
Does that happen in Montgomery County?
No, I don't believe it does.
In Frederick County, they're supposed to call their students friends. She teaches kindergarten.
They're not her friends.
They're not her friends. They're 5 years old. That's not even the definition of friend.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
I bet it does.
Okay, friends. No. Okay, kids. Okay, children. Okay, boys and girls. I mean, they're boys and girls. They're
That's
students.
What they are.
Yes, they are not they friends. Are. They are not your friends.
Mm-hmm.
How about walk?
Walk. How's your walk?
How's your walk?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got a little hitch in my step
exactly.
right now.
Exactly.
My ankle hurts. My back hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that one a lot.
Oh, yeah. In any other context outside of youth ministry, if you asked a high school student, how's your walk? Like, it would be a weird question because they'd be like, yeah, I don't know, pretty good gait, pretty good pacing. I think I do okay, you know? So,
can you imagine the gym teacher asking that question?
Yeah.
Hey, how's your walk? And again, is it okay to you?
Right. And I get where it comes from. I get the idea that we're walking with Jesus through our life. And so, how's your walk? Mm-hmm. But let's finish the phrase. Or let's just say, how are you connecting with Jesus lately? How are you doing in that relationship rather than, you know, sort of the cheesy Christian way. So, all right, I'm with you.
Okay.
That's out.
Walk is out.
Walk is out. Blessed is out. Love on kids is out. What else did we ask today?
I don't know. We're cleaning it all out.
All right, let's clean it out.
We're cleaning the cupboard. All right. We're starting over. New jargon.
New jargon.
For youth ministry from now on.
Real talk. Just real talk.
Yes. Let's
talk like a normal person. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that does it for today. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode. We will be back tomorrow with the next letter in the alphabet.
Until then, Sherpas out.